Welcome to the Fundamental Entrepreneur Podcast, where entrepreneurs can come to be educated, enlightened, and empowered for success in their business pursuits. Welcome back to part two of our interview with Jeff Lerner. We're excited to have him. And if you missed part one of the interview, make sure you go back and listen to episode 21. We'll make sure we link it in the show notes and definitely get your pen and paper ready because we are going to have some great content for you here. So Jeff, thank you and welcome back.
Thank you. So glad to still be here.
I love it. So yeah, we're just going to continue our conversation and actually move our conversation. You know, we heard all about Jeff's story and where he started from and where he's come. So we're going to talk a little bit more about where he's at today and what he is doing in the online space. So Jeff, you started with affiliate marketing, kind of launched your online career there 12 years ago, and been doing, you know, you said a bunch of different things within that marketing space. So quickly, before we dive into the content, why don't you share with our group kind of what you're doing today and what your focus is on business?
Sure. And I'll give a tiny bit of backstory. So after I did affiliate marketing for about 5 years, I started an agency. And I think that's important because frankly, it's one of the things I teach now as like, you know, one of the quickest ways to get traction with digital marketing is to learn enough about it to be dangerous and then go help all the business owners in the world that don't know anything about it and they're frustrated and they don't want to deal with it, but they know they need to and they'll pay you to do it for them. So I kind of did the same thing after 5 years of affiliate marketing. I kind of got, you know, affiliate marketing is awesome, but there's another instructive lesson. The one thing I did wrong with it is after a couple of years, I got really, really lazy about maintaining my relationship with my list. The best thing about affiliate marketing, I mean, a lot of people focus on, oh, how much commissions can I make? But the real asset is you're building a list. You're building a, you know, as you get opt-ins and then hopefully they buy products and you get commissions, you're building this long-term list of people that you can nurture relationships with. And I did it pretty well, but after a few years, I got really sloppy with it. And so by 5 years in, I was still generating commissions, but I had basically, my list had basically died. Because like I hadn't sent them a message in like 8 months. And so then if I go send them a message, they're going to go, who is this guy? And it's all going to go to spam or they're going to market as spam and I'm going to lose my email send privileges. And, you know, you got to kind of like stay on top of that. So I fumbled that ball pretty badly. And so I was like, well, I can either basically start over or I can pivot a little bit. And I know how to generate a lot of leads online. And I'm not the only one who wants leads. Every business wants leads. So let me go service businesses and help them with their lead gen and help them with their SEO and help them with their website and help them understand how to get better conversions off their web traffic and stuff. So I started an agency from 2013 to 2018. That was my business. I had a digital agency. You can see I got a couple Inc. 5000 plaques on the wall behind me. We were, you know, one of the fastest growing private companies in the United States for two of those years. And then in 2018, I kind of had my, and by the way, this is a great thing about being an entrepreneur is like, if you're a dentist, you can't, after 5 years, you can't just go, you know, I'm kind of not into teeth anymore. I'm going to do something else. I mean, it's like really hard, but if you're a digital entrepreneur, it's pretty easy to reinvent yourself. I mean, it's not easy, but it's doable. And so after 5 or 6 years of the agency, I was like, yeah, this is kind of starting to feel like a job. Like there's an office and I got to go into work every day and I got a big team. And so I'm going to sell it. And I sold it, exited the agency. And at that point, I kind of took stock of my life and I said, okay, 10 years ago, as you heard on part one of this conversation, I was dead broke. I was destitute. I was at a super low point in my life. Fast forward 10 years, I have everything I could possibly want. I'm 30, I guess I was 30, 39 years old. And like, I could retire. I had the money to retire if I wanted. I had a beautiful, I'd remarried, a beautiful family, you know, all the stuff that you could want. And I was like, what really did that? Man, this digital marketing thing, this modern way of being an entrepreneur was like so powerful for me. Because I know that it's not just about working hard. Because I worked hard as a piano player and never made more than 40 grand, about 50 grand in a year. So it's working hard on the right things, right? And this digital marketing thing, it's the right thing. And, you know, the last 10 years of my life at that time proved it. It was like this, I transformed everything. And And I didn't just transform financially. You know, I had flexibility. It's a semi-automated business. There's components of it that work even when you're sleeping. I had flexibility. I could be with my kids. I could go to the gym. I had a lot of lifestyle freedom, not just financial freedom. And so I was like, man, now that I'm not having to work for money, what do I actually want to go do to have impact in the world? Well, I need to take these skills and share them with the world. This opportunity that I stumbled into back in 2008, better lucky than good, I need to share this with the world. Because there's, even in 2000, this was 2019, around 2018, I guess it was fall 2018. If you go to people and say, hey, digital marketing will change everything for you. You go to a guy who, let's say he has a brick and mortar insurance agency. And you go, oh, how's that grind going? Eh, it's hard. I got to do all this networking and da, da, da. Great. 6 months of learning about digital marketing, you'd be the number one insurance agent in your market. I guarantee it. Like, people fight you on that still. They're still resistant to the power of this tool that we have, right? So I thought the greatest service I can provide to the world that I'm qualified to provide is to go evangelize to the world what it really means to be a modern 21st century entrepreneur that leverages all the tools that we have at our disposal. And that's when Entre Institute was born. And Entre Institute is, it really is, it's my attempt to legitimize and standardize entrepreneurial education to the level of rigor and credibility and ultimately, hopefully, acceptance of like mainstream establishment education, like going to college, right? People say, oh, I'm going to go to college to become a mechanical engineer. Oh, great. Where are you going? I'm going to, Northwestern University. Oh, that's a great school. Awesome. Cool. Way to go. You're going to be successful. But realistically, you're probably never going to make more than like 80, 90 grand a year, maybe 100. And I'm not saying that's bad, but if that same person says, oh, I'm going to go study digital marketing and I'm going to run Facebook ads for businesses. And the same people like, oh, that sounds, it's that same conversation I had with my buddy. Like, oh, that sounds like a scam. That sounds like sleazy. You'll never make any money with that. Well, the reality is I know people that make $1 million a month running Facebook ads. Like, society is still largely ignorant about these opportunities. And so I'm trying to change that. That's what Entre Institute is doing. Is that a good enough answer to your question? I can go deeper if you want.
Oh, no, that's awesome. Jeff, I love that you actually took your experiences as you were learning the whole affiliate marketing and all the tools that you learned there, and then moved that, kind of used that to progress your journey through the digital marketing landscape, and using that to create your own agency, and then using that to really educate people to take control of their own lives. And so you talk a little bit about how you're trying to really open people's mind to what is the possibilities online. So, you've been at this for 12 years in this online space. So talk to us a little bit about, how have you seen the way people look at the online professions from when you started to now, and has, this crazy year of COVID kind of affected that for you?
Well, this is the first year that it's become, I would say, something that people don't look at a little bit sideways, which I think is silly, but that's how change is. I mean, we thought the world was flat for thousands of years. We thought that, even in this country a couple hundred years ago, a black person was considered only three-fifths of a person. I mean, it's like humans have a great track record for being numbskulls. So I don't take it personally. But, this year is when it's kind of started to change, and that's great. I'm COVID's got some tragic undertones, but in general, I think it's going to drive a lot of progress in our civilization.
I agree.
And the other thing I really think is so key for people to understand is historically trades, we've thought about trades more than skills. Like, oh, I'm a plumber. So that means I can work on your plumbing, but I can't work on your electrical, right? Or I'm a dentist, I can work on your teeth, but I can't work on your skin. Online, it's about skills, not trades. And even for me, when I started Entre in fall of 2018, I had been successful as an affiliate marketer. I'd been successful running a digital agency. And I owned a couple of, pretty successful e-commerce businesses. Those weren't like my big smashing successes, but I know how to do Shopify and you know, Magento and the e-com platforms and stuff. And I've built e-com businesses through my agency. And so those are the three that I kind of knew. But what I didn't really know was like a lot of social influencer marketing. That was new to me. I didn't know a thing about a podcast. Never done that. I didn't start that until 2020. I didn't know. So social influencer, much about video marketing. I knew how to make videos and sales funnels, but like building a YouTube channel and becoming like a forward-facing video marketer, didn't know much about that. So Entra, frankly, it was kind of a way for me to simultaneously educate people about the power of these skills and demonstrate the landscape, but also prove out my thesis that you can go hard into these things and make a lot of progress so much faster in the virtual world than you can in the physical world. And, you know, case in point, I started a podcast last year. It just so happens this morning, you guys happen to be catching me on a day. This morning, I interviewed Grant Cardone on my podcast. He's like the biggest fish I've been trying to land for a year. And you could say, oh, it took you a year. But also you go, you got him in a year? You know, it takes 10 years to finish medical school and you don't even get to start cutting on people, right? And so, you know, you can go really fast. I've grown a YouTube channel from nothing to, I think we're at about 28,000 subscribers as of today. I grew an Instagram profile from nothing to, I think I'm at 66,000 followers. I have a podcast that started from nothing a year ago. I'm over 100 episodes now and it's, you know, I don't know how many downloads we're at. It's probably one of the top 50 entrepreneurial podcasts in the world now. It's like, I'm the best service I can provide for people. The first best service was to show them this world, but the even better best service is to prove to them how rapidly you can ascend through this world if you do what I've been saying all along, which is to eagerly do hard things well, take disciplined action, be obsessed with improvement, you know, move fast, learn fast, grow fast, all the values. When you wrap the values up in the context of the digital ecosystem, you can change your life. It doesn't matter if you're starting where I started or you're starting from scratch. You could literally be a millionaire in 5 years with these skills, no matter what. And I'm going to prove it, not just show it.
I love that, that, you know, you're actively doing what you teach. And, you know, Jeff, as I've even actually been a part of the Entra community, I've seen, you know, it's been a year for me. And in that year, I've seen huge growth in your company. And so it's exciting to see that, you know, as you live it, you teach it, and you can see, you know, the prosperity that comes from, you know, doing exactly what you're saying to do.
Yeah, it's insane how fast you can grow a business online. I mean, I can tell you that right now, our business, which is all, it's all done through digital marketing. All it is an expression, a manifestation of everything that I'm telling people. You know, we started selling products a year and a half ago, and we do in a day now about what we did in 2 months when we started.
Wow, that's amazing.
I mean, think about that. You know, do the multiple on that growth. Like we grew 3,000% last year.
Wow.
Show me another business environment. Go try to grow an insurance agency, or go try to grow a landscaping company 3,000% in a year. No, you got to embrace the internet.
Exactly. Well, you know, and I'm going to go back to what you were talking about in part one of this interview, Jeff, is that you can't have that kind of growth unless you've invested in the self-development and have the mindset in order to be able to handle that kind of growth, right? Because a lot of people, if you don't have the mindset and the belief in yourself, you're going to be like, you're going to experience that growth and you're going to be like, I can't handle it.
Yeah. I mean, that's actually the reason why banks generally don't invest in online businesses. You have to go to like, there's certain types of private equity groups and funding companies that if you need credit to fuel online growth, you can't go to a traditional bank because they know that when they pour gasoline on an online fire, it's gonna outgrow their capitalization based on their formulas for traditional business. They won't invest in it. Well, I mean, that is what it is. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. That's for sure.
Well, great. No, so, you know, all of this discussion, we're kind of talking around this concept that you teach, digital real estate. Mm-hmm. So dive into that a little bit for us and tell us why the digital real estate is number one, what it is and why it's so important.
So yeah, digital real estate, it was almost a reactive concept that I came up with in reaction to what I'll just call like digital garbage. Or I mean, it's like everything that is digital that isn't digital real estate is digital garbage. And here's what I mean by that. There's so many BS gimmicks and hacks and latest and greatest whatevers that you see pitched online. And if you're a student of Entre, we're probably not the only thing you've been exposed to. I'm sure you've seen some of this scammy garbage stuff that's all around, like how to make quick cash, how to make $500 a day on Instagram. But you're not building anything. There's no asset. Instagram, I mean, if your profile gets hacked, your whole business is gone. Or if Instagram tweaks an algorithm, or you know, you get a shadow ban or whatever. You know, I like building assets. I got into real estate, you know, around the same time I got into digital marketing, started acquiring rental properties, and it hasn't been a perfect smooth sailing ride. There were dips, like in when I was starting my agency, there were months when the only thing that got me through was my income from my real estate. And I looked at that and I go, that's stability. That's security. By the way, that's also something I can leave my kids. So I want to approach the internet in the opposite way that most people do, which is all about gimmicky, quick cash. I want to build assets that do the two things that real estate should do, which is generate cash on cash return and appreciate and build equity and value over time. And give you leverage, which, you know, internet has a different type of leverage. So it's really nothing like, I mean, it's, you know, I'm a marketer, right? So I like to come up with clever ways to say things, like I figured out some new hot thing. I guess I'm a marketer still in that sense. I just like my new hot thing to be actually good and not garbage. My new hot thing is a way of describing the types of internet businesses that I think are worth building because they're built for the long haul based on like true real estate value principles.
Yeah. And I love that you teach, you know, the same things that, you know, online entrepreneurs were doing 12, 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. So it's that same concept. Like, we know this works. It stands the test of time to this point. And, you know, that's that, because, you know, just as well as we know, building any business is not easy, fast cash. It is hard work. It's dedication. It's sticking it out longer than everybody else does. And it's, you know, just having that grit to do it. And so, yeah, I get frustrated when I see a lot of those people online. It's like, you know, just like the example you gave, you know, how to make $500 on Instagram in a day. Well, you know what? It takes longer to actually make that $500 than just a day. You know, it's like, you know, 3 months leading up to that, but they don't teach you that.
The way you make $500 a day on Instagram is you sell a course on Instagram about how to make $500 a day on Instagram. I mean, I know the guys that do it. That's what pisses me off so much. And that stuff is what has delegitimized the industry that, you know, again, I'm grateful. Be careful what you rail against. That's what creates the opportunity for Entre to legitimize the industry, right?
Right. No, exactly. And so, you know, Jeff, Darren had mentioned, you know, earlier in part one that you are an author. And so you happen to have a new book out. So make sure you tell us about that.
Sure. Yeah. So it's a two-part answer. I actually have a physical copy in my hand, but it's a digital download. It's called The Millionaire Shortcut. It's not like if you're expecting, you know, Dostoevsky or something, don't, because it's about 20 pages and it's big print and it even has some pictures. But it's basically my super quick synopsis version of how I was able to do what I did. And the underlying principles that I think make what I did doable for anyone that's, you know, and this is, you know, not necessarily the entirety of the world, but anyone that's willing to do what I did. But it's there for anybody's taking. And then I'm also working on, and that's, by the way, that anybody can get that book if they go to themillionaireshortcut.com. It's free for the taking. And actually, I think we could give you guys a link if you want to put it where the podcast appears. People can download it right from here. I'm also working on a book called Millionaire Secrets, which, here, by the way, I'll let everybody in on a little insight. And for you guys too, how, being podcast hosts. So one of the reasons, in fact, the initial impetus to start the Millionaire Secrets Show was because I wanted to write a book called Millionaire Secrets. And it's called Millionaire Secrets. Forgive the language, but it's called Millionaire Secrets. Shit rich people know, but don't tell you. And I was like, well, okay, I don't want to write a book, but I don't want to like limp along trying to peddle my book here and there. I want a New York Times bestseller. Like because that's everything I'm doing is about demonstrating the speed of effective, strategic, intense action, right? So like, if I'm going to write my first full-length book, it needs to be a New York Times bestseller just to prove that you can do it. So what's my strategy without having to go run $1 million on ads that, because a book is a hard thing to monetize with paid ads. Although I will run paid ads. There's a formula on how to do that. I'm going to start a podcast and I'm going to spend a year interviewing as many influencers as I can and building, not asking for anything, giving them a platform to come speak to my audience, building up goodwill, focusing on value, so that a year from now, when I'm ready with my book, I have a couple hundred people I can reach out to that all have audiences and ask them to joint venture promote my book. So that's the, like the 2-year formula on how to get a New York Times bestseller done on your first book. Start a podcast, build a Rolodex of a couple hundred influencers, and then promote, you know, go back to all them to help promote your book. Now, it hasn't happened yet, so knock on wood, time will tell, but it should work.
I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure with your drive and your experience, it will definitely happen. So one of the, I guess we could probably take that away is one of the tips in the fastest way to become a millionaire.
Yeah. That's a millionaire secret right there.
There you go. I love that. So Jeff, as we, you know, talk about Entre a little bit, what makes Entre so different than every other business education company out there?
I'm so glad you asked that question. So if you've been through our foundational curriculum, you know, I talk a lot about the 3 P's of excellence, right? Physical, then personal, then professional. And I have a pretty strong belief system. And the way I draw those are, I draw them as concentric circles with physical at the center. Like, you'll never outwork your own energy supply and your body produces your energy, right? So take care of that first. Then personal, which is relationships in direct proximity. Like if you can't serve your spouse, you don't deserve to go serve 10,000 customers and make $1 million, right? So first the physical self, then personal relationships, then and only then do I really believe that you're even entitled to ask for professional success. If you can't be a force for good in a small world, we don't want your force in the big world, right? And I am adamant and insistent and unrelenting and unapologetic about that framework. So when people come into Entre, a lot of them get a big fat dose of tough love smacked in their face. Like, listen, you're out of shape. You have bad habits. You're not kind. So I don't even want to teach you business. You don't deserve it. Not everybody loves that. But the thing is, I don't need the money. So I don't care if I offend people. I mean, to put it bluntly. So, you know, that's Entre's ethos through and through. I mean, you've been through it. Tell me, am I right?
No, I agree. You know, and I love that you focus on that first, because you're right. I mean, you can't have success in business if you aren't taking care of yourself and those that are closest around you. And, you know, and we, you know, Darren and I talk a lot about the, you know, the relationships and the support system around you as you're building a business. They're so important. So you've got to focus on those. And the reality is if you want to be successful in a business, and I mean, as you're teaching your clients, your, you know, students, they need that hard reality, right? They're like, okay, this is where you're at today. This isn't going to cut it. If you want to be successful, then you really have to kind of take an introspective look at yourself, an introspective look at your life, and say, where do I want to be? And so, yeah, I really appreciated that as, you know, as I went through that. And so, no, I think it's great. I think it's a great.
Well, I appreciate that. And, you know, here's the thing about it. Like, I look at myself and I mean, I'm out there, I'm talking all this talk and I'm, you know, saying all this stuff to be successful. You got to deserve it. And the word deserve means to serve from the place that you serve from. You have to serve from a place of excellence if you want to deserve excellent results and blah, blah, blah. I'm just a big jibber jabbering hypocrite if I'm not living it. And so I actually love being the figurehead for Entre because it forces, I was talking about that ego ideal. It forces me to live up to my ego ideal just so that I dare show my face. Because otherwise, I'm literally two-faced. If I'm telling people to be excellent and I'm slacking, and I don't want to slack, but I like that external pressure. I talk about creating positive pressure in your life. You know, the most proven way to quit smoking is to go update your Facebook status to say, just smoked my last cigarette. You put it on display. Now you're worried about anybody seeing you smoking a cigarette and you're less likely to do it, right? I like that positive pressure. And Entre has kind of become this big, giant positive pressure experiment for myself to see what I can prove, what I can demonstrate, what I can lead by example, and what I can distill from, you know, I'm having a unique experience because I'm, let's say, 12 years ahead of most of our students in terms of this type of marketing. And it's giving me access to certain things and to be able to bring all that back to the community. You know, I love it. I started a vlog called The Life of an Entrepreneur, where every morning when I get up, I got it right here. I whip out my camera and I say, hey, you know, and if I wake up at 9 o'clock in the morning, I feel like a loser. But every morning the alarm goes off at 3:30. And one of the things that goes through my head is, this can't be the day that you don't make your 3:30 a.m. vlog post, you know? Because some people, oh, is Jeff slacking off? Like, I don't know. I love it. Maybe I'm setting myself up for a fall, but at least right now it's fun. And if I get tired of it, I can retire.
Well, and you're not the point.
As many people to excellence as possible. I really do.
Yeah. Well, and that's the point. If we're not enjoying the journey, it's not worth doing, right?
But you know what? Success is fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's hard not to enjoy. I mean, I hate to sound like maybe this sounds, but it's hard not to enjoy winning.
You're right. Okay. So Jeff, you know, I kind of want to end with this question. You know, a lot of our audience is really kind of starting to make the transition into entrepreneurship. And so you talk about, you know, that hard reality of focusing on your physical and your relationships before you actually venture into successful business. So could you maybe share some advice, some insights to our audience for those that are thinking about making the leap from a 9-to-5 to an entrepreneur? How do they, in their, you know, maybe they've sat at a desk, maybe they're not healthy, maybe they've had bad eating habits, whatever it may be. What advice would you give them to make that shift and really commit to changing their personal life first?
I'm glad you asked. I mean, you know, because I do. Another reason to put physical and then personal before professional is, you know, you can make it, depending on what you want to do on in business, you can make a decent argument that starting a business, even a side business, is somehow going to necessarily detract from your, let's say, your career, right? Like if you're a CPA and you clock in at, you know, Price Waterhouse from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. every day, and you're like, oh, I just started an online business selling cookbooks. If your employer finds out, they could rightfully be concerned. Like, oh, well, is that going to impact your, you know, your performance here at work, right? Mm-hmm. But you don't have to detract in any way from your career to take care of yourself physically and to just up-level your communication and your empathy and take care of the people around you. In fact, those will actually make you better in your career. So instead of saying, oh, I'm going to burn all my boats and quit my job and start a business, what about saying, I'm actually going to raise the tide that all my boats sit in by taking better care of my health and being a better and taking better care of the people around me, which is only going to pay me dividends in my career. And once I've proven to myself that I can do that, then I know that I might have what it takes to build a business. Because I promise you, building a business is harder than going to the gym every day. Building a business is harder than being kind to your wife. So start with those. It's kind of like they say, before you get a dog, get a goldfish. Before you get a goldfish, get a plant. Before you quit your job and start a business, get up in the morning, go to the gym and see if you can do that. And I mean, so in that sense, it's very practical. It's not like, it's not binary. It's not either or, right? It's like you can start making yourself better now from wherever you are.
I love that. Thank you for sharing that. So Jeff, this has been a wonderful time together and we have gained so many insights. It's been really joy talking to you, hearing your story and getting some great insights from you. So thank you for joining us today. And we are so glad that you were here.
I'm grateful to have been here. I've enjoyed so much talking to both of you. Thanks for having me.
Oh my gosh, wasn't this interview with Jeff Lerner so awesome? We hope you got as much value as we did out of this interview, and we hope you took lots of notes and actionable items that will help you move forward. Make sure you go download your free book from Jeff Lerner, The Millionaire Shortcut. We all know that this journey of entrepreneurship is not an easy one, and it's not a short one. But if we can get the tips from those that have already found success, then it can fast track your success to your first $1 million. So make sure you download that. The link will be in the show notes for you. Also, if you didn't catch the first part of this interview with Jeff, make sure you go back and listen to that one. It tells all about Jeff's story and the obstacles that he overcame and it's just an amazing story. So make sure you catch that. Also, if you already have an idea, you already know what you want to do for your business, but you're just not sure where to start or what to do to get going, make sure you go to startupempowered.com, where Darren and I will teach you how to create your business plan for your business, which is the first milestone in creating the blueprint that will move you forward with success. Also, if you have questions that we have not answered, or you have a topic that you want us to cover in this podcast, make sure and reach out to us. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love your feedback. And we want to make this podcast the most valuable thing for you. Our end goal is to give you the tools and empower you to be able to find success in your journey. So until next time, we wish you all the success possible in your entrepreneurial journey.